Chapter 11.
In her 8-year-old granddaughter's lap lay a pale ball of fur named Angie, the last of the Nexu cubs Leia had been forced to orphan at the pet expo 3 weeks earlier. The cub's 4 eyes gleamed in the flickering light of the vidwall as she kept watch over the Solo's modest apartment, but she held her spine quills flat against her fur, and her toe claws retracted into her paws. Clearly, the little creature felt content in her new home, even with dulled quills, clipped claws, and a dental implant that prevented her from biting hard enough to draw blood. The sight of the creature with Alana brought a lump into Leia's throat. For Jason had been just as loving and gifted with animals, and had made her happy to know that some of the good in her son had survived in his daughter. Angie raised her head and began to scent the air, prompting Alana to frown and turn toward Leia's end of the couch.
Grandma, you can't be sad. It makes Angie think something's wrong.
A tear welled in Leia's eye, but she smiled and reached out to stroke the Nexu's fur. I'm not really sad, Alana. She opened her heart to the Force and let flow the joy that raising Alana brought her. Sometimes I remember sad times, but having you here makes your grandfather and me very, very happy. And nothing will ever change that. Alana considered this, her brow furrowing in the same 2 places Jason's had at that age. Leia thought for a moment her granddaughter was going to ask whether Angie made her happy too. Instead, a cloud of fear came to Alana's gray eyes, and she asked,
Even if I get sick and go crazy like Barv did?
Leia's heart suddenly felt like it was skipping.
Sweetheart, you're never going to get sick, not like Barv and Yakiel. You've never even seen the Maw.
But I'm in hiding, just like they were.
As Alana spoke, she shook her head, her long black-dyed hair swinging back and forth. Angie's quills came up, and the cub began to look around for trouble.
And I don't want to live in carbonite. Not ever.
Oh, Alana, you don't need to worry about that.
Now Leia understood. She and Han had been on edge all afternoon because the Jedi Council was still trying to decide how to respond to the arrest warrants of Basil and Yakiel.
That's not going to happen to you.
How do you know?
Alana demanded.
Because you've got Angie.
It was Han who said this, returning to the room with a tray of hot chocolates.
Kid, do you really think she would let anyone put you in carbonite?
Alana's eyes brightened, and Leia immediately felt the girl's fear dissipating into the Force.
Course not,
Alana replied. She began to stroke Angie's head, and the little Nexu settled back into her lap and began to growl in contentment.
She'd knock them flat if they even thought about it.
I have no doubt.
Leia flashed Han a smile that said, nice save. As a grandfather, he seemed to have a Force-like sense of what Alana needed to hear to feel safe and loved. And not surprisingly for Han Solo, it had nothing to do with logic.
That must be why your grandpa asked your mother to let you keep Angie.
Alana's eyes widened, and she turned to Han.
Forever?
Han smiled and said,
Nothing's forever, kid. But as long as Angie's happy and doesn't start eating our friends, yeah.
To Leia's surprise, Alana did not seem troubled by Han's blunt truthfulness. She merely hugged the little cub, then smiled up at Han.
Thanks for convincing her, Grandpa.
You're welcome, sweetie.
Han put the tray on the beverage table in front of the couch, then sat down on Alana's opposite side.
Your mother used to ride rancors when she was a girl. It wasn't that hard to convince her you could handle a little thing like a 200-kilo forest predator.
Alana's eyes got even bigger.
My mom rides rancors?
Used to ride rancors. That was a long time ago.
Leia took a pair of mugs off the tray and passed one to Alana, then shot Han a warning scowl behind her granddaughter's back.
And the rancor was tame.
Alana's head swung around toward Leia.
They have tame rancors?
She gasped.
Can I ride one?
Sure thing, kid,
Han said, smirking at how Leia's strategy had backfired.
The next time we're on Dathomir, we'll find you a nice big one.
Really?
Alana continued to look at Leia.
You won't say no?
Leia narrowed her eyes at Han.
Of course not, sweetheart. I promise.
It was a pretty safe promise to make. Dathomir was one of the last places she expected to visit anytime soon. She picked up the Vidwall remote and passed it to Alana.
In the meantime, Grandpa's program has already started. Do you want to change the feed for him?
Yeah.
Alana pointed the remote at the signal receiver.
The Perry Nemo News Hour is coming up.
Thanks, kid.